Let's switch gears right now and go to ABC's investigative unit in New York. Peter Harlumbus is joining us right now. Peter, I apologize for the name pronunciation, but the Trump is facing some more difficulties in New York in this attempt to delay his Newark trial. Good morning. What's the latest on this?
Yeah, yesterday felt a bit like Groundhog Day for Donald Trump's attorneys. For the third straight day in a row, his attorneys went to an appeals court in New York to ask for a delay of Donald Trump's criminal trial. That's the one that begins on Monday in New York, related to hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. And for the third straight day in a row, an appeals court denied that request, affirming the idea that this trial is set to begin with jury selection on Monday.
And Peter Harlumbus, this is Shannon Brinius, is also a difficult name to pronounce on the back end. So I feel
it's
for you. But let's
talk
about this, because all of these rejections of motions that the Trump side has made, could they be grounds for appeal later on should he lose this trial?
I think that was the main argument that the New York District Attorney's Office came with yesterday in court. While these arguments might be grounds for an appeal one day in the future, now is not the time. We're days away from a trial. We're days away from jury selection, no less. And the approach Donald Trump's lawyers have taken is commencing what's called an Article 78 motion in New York. That means they're actually suing the judge in the case to delay things and have their appeal heard on these matters. Now, I'm not saying that these matters are meritless in any way. Trump's lawyers are raising concerns about their ability to file motions, possible recusal of the judge, and other matters. But ultimately, a judge seems convinced by the Manhattan District Attorney's arguments here that while there might be some merit to these arguments down the road, it's not worth pressing pause on the entire case just to hear them out. A full panel of judges will consider them later this month. Though, all things considered, this trial seems like it's full steam ahead for Monday.
What's the crux of the issue from the judge's refusal to recuse himself from this case?
So their argument is that the judge's daughter, who is an adult who works in political consulting, working for a few Democratic candidates, they argue that for the judge, creates an appearance of impropriety, and they've suggested it creates a financial conflict, that the judge's daughter in some way profits from this case and the negative publicity surrounding former President Donald Trump. They've attempted to argue, Trump's lawyers, that she's gotten somewhat around $18 million in disbursements based on Democratic candidates campaigning against Donald Trump. Now, ultimately, the judge heard a similar motion about a year ago. He declined it. He cited a state ethics opinion that kind of cleared him and suggested that there was no conflict here. But Trump's lawyers raised this issue again in a somewhat last-ditch effort to see if they could get a delay. Again, a full panel of judges will consider the arguments later this month. But for now, given Judge Merchan's recusal to step down about a year ago, it seems unlikely that he's going to take an opportunity now, days away from jury selection, to step off the case.
And is it my understanding, in criminal cases, the defendant has to be there, right, the entire time?
Yeah. Donald Trump's going to be there. Starting on Monday, we expect him to be stuck in that courtroom 4 days a week. He'll have Wednesdays off, so he might have an opportunity to campaign on those days or on the weekends or in the evenings. But basically, from 9 to 5 every day, Donald Trump is going to be in that courtroom with his lawyers, kind of in the same room as these jurors, hearing this case out. And this is just happening as Joe Biden is ramping up his campaign for re-election. So it's creating some issues for Trump's campaign, though he argues that this is actually a plus for him and that voters will actually look at this trial and be more inclined to vote for him, even if he's convicted.
It seems like every time, you know, these things happen, he gets a bump in the polls and things like that. And finally, the presidential immunity issue. What is that looking like right now? And obviously, it doesn't sound like the judge is putting very much merit on that.
So the immunity issue is going to be heard by the Supreme Court later this month, and it seems to be more of a question in Donald Trump's federal cases related to the attempt to interfere with the 2020 election and his Florida classified documents case. In this New York case, they're using a much narrower interpretation of immunity to say that because former President Trump is immune from prosecution for official acts, prosecutors should not be allowed to introduce certain evidence that relates to his presidency. So the main thing they're trying to block here is Trump's tweets when he was president.
Okay.
So it's a minor evidence point, but those tweets could be kind of critical evidence to suggest what was going through Donald Trump's mind when he was ordering and agreeing to these to falsifying these documents to reimburse Michael Cohen. For now, the judge has declined it, but it's another ground for Trump to go and appeal this case and ask for a delay, which, again, doesn't look like it's going to come through.
And finally, the start of the trial. What day did you say it's going to start?
So it's going to start on this coming Monday, the 15th, right around 9 o'clock. We expect jury selection to begin. Questionnaires have been sent out. We're expecting hundreds of New Yorkers to be summoned downtown to potentially serve as jurors in this case.
Definitely going to be interesting. Peter, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.